Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The drippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes at night.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
It's on its our standing Miles at color 9 now at 844-999. Hola, and you'll play Profile This in minutes. But first, Bob, and we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and see the Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today I'm going to steal Mike Hawk's thunder, because today we chose 41-year-old Decca Ahmed of Kensington, England. Actually, the story, I saw the headline this morning at home, and by the time I got to work, one of our co-workers, who we call Veggie Dog, had forwarded to me. The story is stranger than the headline, but here we go. In an effort to rekindle her romance with an ex-boyfriend, Decca showed up at his apartment with a bottle of wine. She texted him, said, "Hey, surprise, I'm here. I'm downstairs. I have wine." And that's all it took. She was invited up to his third-floor apartment, and they started drinking. Now, they didn't start with the wine. They started with whiskey instead. And according to him, Decca put down 6 or 7 glasses and then started slapping her ex in the face. Now, as the story goes, that's just how she, quote-unquote, gets. So the ex kind of accepted it. But when she started slapping around his roommate as well, that's when he made efforts to calm her down. Now, keep in mind, when she assaulted her ex-boyfriend, she was using hands to slap him in the face. I don't know what her beef is with his roommate, but when she started beating him, she started beating him with a belt. So again, they just tried to calm her down because they both know that's just how Decca gets. And that worked for a little while, but he made the mistake of then opening the bottle of wine that she had brought over. And keep in mind, I'm leaving a lot out of the story because this thing would go on forever. But instead of pouring wine into wine glasses, he poured the wine into water glasses. Now, how did Decca feel about that? We're just talking about pretentious wine snobs. Well, she threw the glass at his head. Now, the good news is the boyfriend managed to duck. But to give you an idea of how hard she threw it, the thing smashed and shattered on the kitchen cabinet. It didn't hit the kitchen cabinet and break on the floor. It shattered on the kitchen cabinet. There was some velocity behind that. Well, now, at this point, he and roommate, finally, they had to ask her to leave. But as you could probably guess, she's not going to do this willingly. They had to physically remove her. They finally got her down the 3 flights of steps and out the front door to the apartment building. And remember, this is an apartment building. This is not your home. You are sharing the space with many other people. And that's part of the reason that the ex-boyfriend started getting pissed, because Decca continued to protest and started screaming and yelling at the door. Okay, so now everyone that lives in this building is listening to your drunk, crazy-ass ex making all this noise, but there wasn't anything they could do to calm her down, so they left her up front. They went back up to the apartment. And then, oddly enough, there was suddenly dead silence. Well, the ex-boyfriend, he feared maybe something bad had happened, so he looks out of his third-floor window and looks down at the front door. Well, she was still at the entrance of the building. Was she screaming? No. Was she yelling? No. Was she even injured? Nothing like that. The only reason she stopped yelling was because she was actively pooping on the doorstep. When they looked out the window, as they say, she was pulling down her knickers and dropping a deuce directly on the doorstep that led to the apartment building. As you would imagine, they then called the police. The police showed up. It took six police officers to get her under control, take her ass to jail, where she will have a court appearance coming up in the next few weeks.
Wow.
Now think about this. I hate you. Dead silence. Oh my God, what happened? You look out there and she's popping a squat in the entrance to your apartment building. Now, I don't know much about the relationship, but I'm going to guess, based on this behavior, this is why they used to date, but don't so much now.
He made the comment that whiskey did not do well for her.
But she had six or seven glasses. Keep in mind, he kept pouring it. But either way, yes, it ended with her pooping on his doorstep. So let's drink. We pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitchola!
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
Hey, it's Stephen Throhilgan, your police, everyone. How Profile This is played.
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Jackie. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
What's happening, Jackie?
Not much. Headed home from work.
Okay. I've never known a Jackie that wasn't a lot of fun. You still a lot of fun, Jackie?
Oh, heck yeah.
Okay, I was going to say, every Jackie I knew, man, they're ready to throw down with us.
It's something about the name.
Oh, yeah. It's like, oh, man, Jackie and her friends coming. Cool. All right, you call them.
And see, right, here's sweet. The thing. When your name's Jackie, you don't have a choice. When your name's Rebecca, kind of like Robert, you get to make a decision. But there's Rebecca. There's Becca. Becca is a lot more fun than Rebecca, right? Without a question. Bobby is a lot more fun than Robert. Rob, middle of the road. Bobby, if it's an adult, he has the best drugs you could possibly get.
My Uncle Bobby's dead.
Oh, probably with sunshine and hell.
Oh, wow. It's come full circle.
Thank you, Jackie. I appreciate that.
All right, Jackie. You understand how this here game is played?
Yes.
All right, fantastic. Here is your story. An artist, she is 64 years old. An artist revealed how eating a brownie laced with a drug in college led to a series of serious nervous breakdowns. Ruth, oh, I can't even say her last name. Just know her first name's Ruth, so the rest of her name is equally as ugly. She was driven to the brink of insanity after taking the drug at a party back in 1977. But she unknowingly ate this brownie that was laced with this particular drug. And since then, things have gone crazy. She says after her psychiatrist failed to diagnose or take her symptoms seriously, she went on to have several manic episodes in the span of 10 years, which led to a life-altering 30-foot fall from her apartment window. Ruth went through first a nervous breakdown as an architecture student back in 1977 after eating that brownie. Taking her car to drive back to her house, she parked on the side of the highway, walked for hours without shoes, suffered a psychotic break because she was convinced that she was caught in the middle of a revolution. She was eventually driven home by a stranger and found herself facing her father and worried acquaintances. And after this initial breakdown, as she says, she struggled to balance her life with her issues. She also struggled with intense insomnia, spending up to 7 days without sleep during her manic episodes. She was regularly seen by a psychiatrist, but she claimed a professional would not take the symptoms seriously and was not equipped to deal with her very serious mental woes. She says that her illness culminated in 1986 when she fell from 30 feet from her apartment window during another manic episode, broke her ankles and broke her back, which left her with a limp. She talked about waking up in the hospital's intensive care unit, still in the middle of a manic episode, and she wrote, quote, "I was still delusional and full of fear and anxiety. The doctors and nurses I was convinced were going to kill me. I was going to be murdered in my hospital bed. Or if not, I would wake up to a desolate world where every single human had left in spaceships." These are her words, all right? So, however, following the fall, she met a professional who took the time to talk not only to her, but her parents. They finally identified what triggered her episodes. She traced it back to this particular brownie. Now, the question is, what drug was inside of the brownie that led her down this particular path? Was it acid? Was it PCP? Was it cocaine or was it just standard old weed?
Let me ask you a question on this one.
Right.
Did she ever get a psychiatrist to diagnose her with anything or anybody to
eventually do
an MRI? And what did they have a correlation between the two?
So the first psychiatrist she went to, because she wasn't quite sure what started all these episodes.
Right.
So the first psychiatrist, he's just there making all that money you're making now, right? He didn't care, whatever. When she finally went to the second psychiatrist, he really broke it down. When did it start? What happened? Blah, blah, blah. Traced it back, and they realized that this particular brownie with this particular drug.
It was the trigger of
it
the
It was.
Episode.
That was the trigger.
Okay.
Right.
All right. So it's either going to be acid, PCP, cocaine, or weed. Oh, man. Ted, you have any thoughts on this one? I had a friend that chemically changed a little bit after doing acid.
Right. Well, sometimes, too, right, people, like, I think some people are already kind of predisposed to have issues.
Yeah, yeah.
So the acid probably doesn't help.
Correct. It's the trigger.
I've also never heard of anybody having an acid brownie.
Oh, that's a good point, man. Yeah, you're right.
You know
it's
what I mean?
It's 1977, though, to be fair, right? So we do weed brownies and all that kind of thing now. 77, they're doing what, Black Beauties, all the couple of drugs that aren't as popular now. But either way, who knows what the hell they laced them with back then.
Interesting. Okay.
That is weird. I didn't take that into consideration.
Yeah, it's just the time, right? If it were right now, my dude, either they put X-Lax or weed probably in your brownie.
That's not powdered sugar sprinkled on that brownie tray there. The cocaine brownie I've never had.
And this, you said this was in the 70s, right?
1977. She's in college, goes to a party, eats his brownie, and things went very south for her after that.
Yeah, and I feel like Coke's not that big. I mean, Coke was there, but I feel like the 80s really explodes with the Coke stuff.
Yes. Cocaine was the president of the 1980s for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, I think I got this one, Ted. You got a theory on this one?
You know what? Just because it's kind of random, I'm going to just go with she just ate a plain old pot brownie and it sent her off.
You know what, Ted? I'm going to do the same thing. Based on the fact that the first psychiatrist didn't look into this because he probably thought, oh, that's just bunk because it's only weed. So I don't think he took her seriously based on the fact that she just said, all I did was eat a weed brownie.
Right.
Now, if it's PCP, acid, or cocaine, you might say, all right, maybe neurologically this could do some damage. But in my mind, professionally, weed is a harmless drug. Weed's not going to hurt you. So I'm not going to, I don't believe you. So she went and got a second opinion.
And you're right. The 70s, I mean, there's a lot of acid still flowing around.
For sure.
I would think maybe PCP too. I don't know. In the history of like drug references I've seen, I've just never seen anybody talk about acid brownies.
Right. Okay. Jackie, you got a thought on this?
Yeah, I don't know if you would change the chemical compound of acid after you bake it, you know? So I think I'll go with you guys. Like, I was leaning towards weed. It's either that or acid being the 70s. But like I said, I don't know about cooking acid and it's still having the psychological effects.
So, Jackie, you going to get on you jumping on the weed train with me and Ted?
Yep.
Okay.
All right.
We're going to find out if the brownie had acid, PCP, cocaine, or weed next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Midterm Radio Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
We go back to 1977 on Profile This for a 64-year-old artist that is ate a drug back in the day out of a brownie. She didn't know that the brownies were spiked. But
laced, Miles. You spike a drink, you lace food. That get is, it right, that, you that, son that, of a bitch.
You spike correct. A ball.
Yeah.
Well, either way, since that point in time, she has mentally not been right.
Yeah, she has not been
and
okay.
She would go through some manic episodes and everything else to the point where she fell 30 feet from her apartment window, and she attributes it all to the Browning that she had in 1977. One psychiatrist said, you know what, I'm not even going to believe that.
Went but to keep another, coming.
Yeah, and he said, yeah, man, we can trace it back to this point. What was the drug in the Browning, I guess?
Acid, PCP, cocaine, weed, Jackie, that's the question we pose to you. And let's face it, in this day and age, most of us that eat a laced brownie, one, we know it, two, it's probably weed. And all three of you agreed that weed is more than likely the answer.
Oh, no!
Oh, I'm sorry. Now, look, I have never heard of this myself.
Then the first psychiatrist is an idiot.
Jackie, the brownie that she ate was laced with PCP.
Well, that makes sense.
You know what, though? If it was in the 70s, I think you had to call it Love Boat.
It probably was called Love Boat then. Seriously. Yeah.
Yeah. Right?
Man, it's one thing to unknowingly dose someone with weed, but PCP, like, you need to know you're on PCP if someone gives you PCP. Because it's not that you're not just like, oh, I'm stoned and paranoid. It's like, I am naked and I'm fighting 15 police
officers. I have that magnet on my fridge.
Which magnet is it?
If you want to be dosed by PCP, you have to ask.
Yes, yes. They hand them out as DARE programs.
It's next to the picture of the prince and
Meghan Markle. I was going
to
say, I thought
Meghan
you had
Markle.
Meghan Markle on his
shirt. You know what? I got to bring that magnet in so you guys can see it.
Just take a picture of it and post it.
Do you want a new magnet? I honest to God, I was handed one at Bartell today because I buy so many cigarettes from there. And the woman was like, do you have our coupon book? I'm like, I don't. She hooked me up with that. And now there is, here it is. It is a Washington State magnet that says, together, we got this.
Mm-hmm. Send it over.
There you go. I figure if anyone's going to put it on the fridge, it's going to be. I just got that today.
It says, please don't loot our stores.
It's still warm. It was in his back pocket.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Tim.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box.
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Jimmy, tell them the choices today.
Sure.
Okay. All your choices today are the two Jimmys, Jimmy Kimmel and Jimmy Fallon.
Wait, are you guys in cahoots? What the hell's going on?
Seth is on the list.
Yeah.
Or the Ted Smith and Reiners.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
That's right. All these guys have a team of professional writers that help them write their monologues each and every night, come up with their jokes. It's up to you to determine, is this in fact a late night joke or is it the Ted Smith original? Did I get the choices correct?
Yeah, you're on it.
Okay, cool.
A man in Texas bought a car at an auction. He later found out that it had 74 pounds worth of cocaine inside. How's that for hyperinflation?
Ooh, foul.
Seth?
Riders!
And by the way, Miles brought the story up to me earlier today. And I was disgusted hearing it. But for the same reason that Miles was, because Miles said, why do I know this? Why do I know that you found a car with 74 pounds of cocaine? Because, like I said, if it had been my car, Miles would know.
That's not a story.
Yeah.
I would know,
that's
too.
That's a secret.
You guys know my old nickname.
Like, why do I know that?
Nose Candy Nick.
Yes, Nose Candy Nick, as Ted was known back in the day.
I'm like, why would you do that?
Why would you tell
anyone? Why would you tell anybody?
Think of the savings.
Oh, my God. Party at your house.
All the time.
Jesus. Think of all the stuff you get done.
Amateur.
A butcher shop in New York installed a new vending machine that offers ground beef. And if you think that's gross, this one offers raisinettes.
The testament.
Yeah.
Seth Meyers.
Butcher shop in New York recently installed a new vending machine that offers ground beef. And if you think that's gross, this one has raisinettes.
Also, I would never make fun of raisinettes.
I would.
I was trying to remember if you what side you were on.
Okay. I'm a fan. Yeah. Catch a lot of heat for it. A new survey asked people if they think it's true that nice guys finish last. 25% said it's true, 35% say it's not, and 100% of women asked, do any guys finish last?
Oh, damn.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, Kimmel.
Ted Smith!
Oh!
Well done!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh! That might have been your best one ever! That might have been your best one ever!
That was awesome.
You see, it's funny because it's true. Right?
All right, Robin,
both
shut
jokes
up.
Are Robin. Like sunshine and hell.
That's a good joke.
God, man, nice. I mean, that was a long fly ball. That was like a great slam. Right. That's a deep to win the game.
And you know what I like about it? It was funny it's insulting.
The setup was great.
Yeah,
the whole thing.
Right. It's Beauty. Funny for the ladies. It's funny for us because we laugh at bad things.
So true, though.
I've already rolled over gone to sleep.
Wow, we can end this segment right now. That was good enough for me.
Hell of it, yeah.
Hell of it.
What do we need, another Carol joke?
No, that was not you're not going to top that joke. No late night person to top that joke.
Damn.
Sorry.
Also, shout out to writers for the first joke.
Okay. Spike Box his fist up.
I'm excited about the weekend now.
Now, if we hear that joke funny. Tonight on late night, we'll know.
That's a joke that I want to remember to tell other people. It's one of those jokes. And then when I get there, I'm like, oh, man, I heard this really funny joke. Oh, man, what was it? It was something about...
I like the idea that you're going to tell that joke this weekend with somebody, and they're going to go, where'd you hear it? You'll be like, was it Kimmel? Was it
I can't remember.
I'm like, God damn it, man. That was my joke.
I don't remember.
Oh, no, we're not going to admit
that. James Corden.
It was somebody funny. It turned out to be James Corden.
Yeah.
James, I feel like I'm awesome. Most like James Corden.
Physically, I will give you that.
Well, you know I love to sing and dance.
Yes.
All right. I don't know. There's so much bad news. Let's have some good news.
Bring it on.
I thought this would be better, but it's still hitting on serious subjects. You know what's sometimes fun to do?
What's
get
that?
Some hate out.
Sure,
like
okay.
Not real hate, but just like some fun hate. So I have a nice list
fun
here.
Fun hate, yes.
Yeah. Kind of like we're...
Sounds like a horrible place to take your kids. Welcome to fun hate.
So these are 22 characters who we loved when the show started, but hate it by the end.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Do any characters you can think of from a show that just pop off the top of your head?
As far as not liking them,
Like my memory is not what it once was, and even when it was what it once was terrible then. So for me, the last major show that I watched like that was Game of Thrones, and I watched it right after it wrapped up, and everyone knew about it. That's one of those shows where there are people that I liked at the beginning, hated at the end. There are people that I hated at the beginning and liked at the end.
Well, good thing you bring it up. Our Darius.
Duranus.
Targaryen. Anyhow. Daenerys.
Oh, Daenerys.
Uh-huh.
People liked her. Now they hate her. That was in the top 10.
That's fair. Knowing what I know of the show, yeah. That is very, very, very... And you, when the show ended, like, you didn't just not like her. Like, you hated her, and you had to tell yourself, I know it's just a TV show, but seriously, like, I want to kill that character.
Ooh, I got one. In a totally different vein.
All right.
Charlie Sheen.
Just in life.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I would say I used to like Weeds, right? We both watched it.
Yeah.
I really liked that show. But then it just kind of turned into, like, to me, it was like, all right, well, I'll just sleep with everybody.
Sure. It was like a weird love story.
Yeah.
Was that Mary Louise Parker? Is that her name? Was she the actress? Because it was Kevin Nealon was a guy.
I believe you're right.
Okay, I think
that show just wasn't as funny. But
they got away from the weed.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah.
I'm here for the weed. Andy Barnard from The Office, that was Ed Helms.
No, I know what they mean. I know what they mean, but that show is so ridiculous. Even the people you should hate, right? Dwight, Andy, all those people. Like, you never want to know them in real life, but I still enjoyed their character. Maybe that's the way to put it.
All right. Let's see. Who else made the list here? Blake Lively's character in Gossip Girl. Some people voted for Dexter Morgan from Dexter.
Now, anyone could hate Blake Lively.
We have a different perspective.
Oh, no, really?
I don't know. I went through like maybe 3 seasons of Dexter, just kind of lost interest. But the people that did follow it to the end, that is the sentiment I heard.
Dexter, I will say this, kind of like Dawson's Creek. I've only seen one episode, and it was the final one.
Okay.
Start at the beginning. Work your way back.
It's a different way to watch a show. Sure. I understand that, but
see
it's
how it
my
ends.
Way.
Yeah. See how it ends.
A lot of movies start out with the end, and then they take you way back.
Quentin Tarantino, right?
Yeah, exactly. Here. Tarantino, this bad boy.
Ooh, someone says Ross from Friends.
For sure. A lot of people think that.
Someone else said, and Ted, you've said this. This person, Ted from How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Yeah. And that's the funny thing. A lot of the main characters you don't end up liking.
And anything with Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah.
Or Emile Hirsch now, yes.
Yeah, I mean, there's a bunch of things in there. Some people don't like, what was I going to say? Some of them are Gilmore Girls, One Tree Hill.
I found another reason. Oh, Aziz Ansari's character from Parks and Rec.
What did he do? The people just
Tom Haverford?
Sick of him?
No. It's just the character. I think it was funny after a while, but then towards the end, it was just the same thing.
People just got sick of him. Okay, that's fair. Yeah, he did not change.
Right, like we've talked about before, like with Cheers, like Norm and who was the guy? Was
Cliff.
Cliff. Like their characters didn't really do much different, but that was kind of the shtick, was that he was a barfly that was there.
They were your comfort zone.
Right, so I think with this, people just got tired of it. And frankly, sometimes too, man, shows just last a while.
They do last too long. I will say this, one of the best things I've seen as far as sitcom TV, it was on Cheers. Cliff Clavin, because if you don't know anything about Cheers, Cliff Clavin was a mailman, but he's a barfly at this bar, and you make all of your friends at the bar. One thing about, no matter what he said, there's about a 95% chance of what he's saying is complete BS. So I don't know what he had done, but this big, big dude was looking for him, walks into the bar, and basically the whole episode is, this guy's going to beat Cliff's ass. And Cliff said, look, I'm not scared to fight you, bro, but you should know that I know karate. I don't want to mess you up. So the guy's like, yeah, whatever. He leaves. All of Cliff's friends are like, Cliff, look, man, we love you. We know you don't know karate, but you still have to confront this guy. One way or another, this guy's right to be mad at you, but you need to confront him. But don't tell him you know karate, because this guy is going to break you in half. But Cliff maintains through this entire episode that he knows karate, right? And keep in mind, this is done in front of a live studio audience. So finally, the big showdown's happening at the end of the show. Big dude comes in, and it's go time. Like, either you're going to face this guy or you're not. Cliff gets up and says, man, again, I don't want to fight you. I know karate. And all of his friends, again, they don't want to say anything out loud, but they're like, oh my God, Cliff, you got to stop. So the guy says, prove it. I don't remember if they set up like a cinder block or a couple of 2x4s, but they balance it on some tables. Cliff walks up, takes a deep breath, takes his forehead, and cracks this S in half, bro. I mean, and it falls to the floor. Big dude's like, oh, Jesus. Hey, man. And the crowd's going crazy. They're cheering for him and all this. Dude walks out, says, like, I'm not messing with it. You're right. Thank you for the warning. Thank you for not kicking my ass. So his buddy Norm goes, Cliff, I didn't know you knew karate. Said, I don't. Take me to the hospital.
Some from the top 10, you'd recognize all these people, but the number one person was Carrie Bradshaw from Sex and the City.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, or like Leonard from Big Bang Theory, Johnny Galecki. And again, like that's one thing I'll give Seinfeld credit about. He talks about it all the time. He's like, look, we could have done Seinfeld for a few more years and been fine, but he prefers to kind of keep people wanting more.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. I did not watch Breaking Bad. Mike, I know you watched Breaking Bad. Eisenberg, so I don't know the characters, but a lot of people, I guess, liked him at first.
That's not Aaron Paul's character.
Oh, okay. All right. And someone says Clay from Sons of Anarchy. I know you used to watch it.
I love Sons of Anarchy. I don't know why I'm blanking on who Clay is.
He's the guy you didn't like at the end, apparently. Mm-hmm. And if you're like me and you watch the show Lost, someone says John Locke. I think 100% of people that watch Lost probably did not like him at the end.
Yeah, I mean, look, like I said, there's 22 of them, and that's just the 22. I think there's a lot of shows like that. You know, even for a period there with, like, Entourage, I love that show. But there was definitely a couple seasons where I was like, this is kind of weak.
Yeah.
You know? And again, but that's one of those shows where the main character is the guy you cared about the least.
Oh, my goodness.
Right? There's four main characters. Three of them, you loved the story. And, yeah, they got lost sometimes. But overwhelmingly, you cared about them. But the main character, you're like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah. Okay. With the COVID-19 still going on, there's been we've talked about before, a lack of sports. I just want to confess to everybody. I think, you know, I've been watching Korean baseball. Of course, a Dinos fan. But then last night, Miles, I crossed the new line.
What's that?
I was watching a summer league for baseball for college players.
Oh, but it's going on though.
It is going on.
Okay, well that's all you're looking for.
I'm just like, man.
I watched the 2019 Collegiate Golf Championships last night.
Jesus, guys.
Hey, look, it was Stanford in Texas, and no, it was a hell of a match.
You're getting Kitty Dukakis on this. You're starting to drink the hand sanitizer.
Stanford was just absolutely slaughtering them. It was unbelievable. It's like it happened last year.
Yeah. I know. I'm excited for the dang NASCAR race on Sunday.
Yeah.
I'm
in rerun mode. Watched the Keith Hernandez Seinfeld the other night. Everything is just
second
like
spinner.
Back in time. Sure, there had to be one.
Yeah.
Oh, Clay was played by Ron Perlman on Sons of Anarchy.
Oh, yeah.
That guy.
Yeah. Like the president of the.
The main guy, yeah. Hellboy.
I don't know. Howie Mandel. Basically, here's what you need to know about Howie Mandel.
He's bald and he's a germaphobe.
He's a germaphobe.
Big time.
Okay. Yeah. So basically, he's just kind of saying that everybody lives in the understands the nightmare he lives with every day. He said, quote, "That's what's in my head each and every day, every hour of my 64 years on Earth. This is it. This is my nightmare. This is how I live. And now the world just joined me in my nightmare."
Yep.
Basically, he's talking about washing your hands all
have
the time.
Have you ever, met anybody like that in person?
To that level? Yeah, I mean, I remember we had the one guy that wouldn't touch door handles and always used his shirt.
Oh, yeah.
There was, I don't want to say who this guy was. His name was Josh Medlock. But he was our boss for a while, and we always had conflict with this guy. And we're friends with him now. We've known him for a while. But at the time that we worked together, it's not that we hated each other, but we hated him. So he was on our case about everything all the time. And I can't remember what the situation was, but we knew that he was a germaphobe. And I believe we were in the bathroom where, like, the confrontation keeps going. And me and Miles are pissed, all right? So as we're about to leave, Miles licked the door handle just so this guy wouldn't touch it and left him in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember his word.
I've never licked any surface to, in my life. I was just so pissed.
That's one thing you count on you, though, for.
Yeah.
Did you bite a wart off somebody?
No.
It was a blister.
It was a blood blister. It was a pus blister.
Oh, just a blister.
Richard Lewis was like that when he came in studio. Like, everybody's excited to meet Richard Lewis, right? And he just walked in the door, and he's like, no touching, no hugging, no touching. I'm a germaphobe. We're like, all right, man.
That's fair.
Let everybody know right away. We had no idea.
That is, and that's fine. I mean, some people are like, it's like the OCD thing, right? Like Miles, you keep a very tidy home. Everything's got to be put back exactly, right? And then there's other people that don't. They shall remain nameless.
Yes.
Anyhow, so I guess we all know what it's like to be Howie Mandel now.
Yay, without the money.
I was just saying, minus the money.
Wow.
The fame. And, none of us created Bobby's World.
Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. And as you know from our shout of the day, a girlfriend leaves a heater on boyfriend's doorstep because he drank wine from a tumbler glass.
Yes.
Meanwhile, a Florida woman has upset a boyfriend and smashes a hamburger in his face before beating his ass. Elderly woman gets mad at neighborhood mom for letting kids drive one of those toy cars. A coyote gets a pick snapped in front of the Golden Gate Bridge, and now he is a star. And Florida is offering drive-through Botox injections. So you know what's important there. It's time for your headline.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, our top story, hot off the presses. We go to the UK where a woman dropped in on her ex. No pun intended. I actually didn't mean that. She showed up at his home and texted him that she had a bottle of wine. When she brought it down to share with him and his friends, she was appalled that he served it in tumblers instead of wine glasses.
Oh, my God.
Do you own a wine glass? I own one of those. It's basically a wine glass without a stem in it.
They're called stemless, stemless wine glasses. Okay.
I call them glasses,
I own two myself.
That's right. I do not own a wine glass.
You don't live with a woman.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's the difference.
I own two of those stemless ones because a woman gave them to me.
I would say this. I don't own wine glasses, but there are a lot of wine glasses in my home.
People have left them. Oh, yeah. You know
I used to have
about.
Plastic ones.
Man, like hard plastic. Where you put it down into the bottom stem?
No. Like it was like it looked like a real wine glass, but it was plastic.
As a general rule, if you have any kind of alcohol that I cannot drink directly from the bottle, I don't want it.
Yeah, I'll drink beer out of a martini glass. That's all you got.
I don't
care what the vessel is.
I need a vessel. That's right. Anyway, she was really mad. So much so that she threw the tumbler directly at his head and proceeded to slap him unmerciful. It took all that they had to corral her out of the house, where she proceeded to drop her drawers and defecate all over his porch. She has been arrested.
And again, you know, our coworker Veggie Dog, he had sent me that story, and we were talking about it earlier, and he goes, the amazing thing is simply this. It does not matter who you are. When you're doing that particular activity, you get silent.
Fair.
You could be screaming your head off if you have to poop or fart. In the moment it takes you to do that, you're not doing anything.
Tells you how much focus it takes to do that. We are creatures that can do a lot at the same time, man. That is not one.
No. You can't multitask when it comes to that, because we're not sure that if we keep talking, you lose muscle control, right?
Right, or you're scared away.
That is 100% of it. Like, man, this I want to do right.
My dog, the same thing. If he gets started, man, you can't talk to him.
There's nothing. Nothing stops a dog once they're going.
That's right.
They look like Olympic weightlifters. But
that's right. And then they'll start walking
sometimes
out of it.
Sometimes they do look over their shoulder back at you.
Moving on, we're getting off subject here. In other news, Karen has struck again. The most shocking of places, California. A video is going viral of an older woman scolding a mother enjoying a day at the park with her young kids. The subject of the video, her kids were driving a Power Wheels car around the park.
I read this and I thought, look, I know there's a lot of crazy things going on in the country right now. I know a lot of people are not well informed. But I thought, for sure, a toy car the kids would drive, like, no one could it's not like they drove over her feet or went to her garden.
She's not mentally there.
You can't possibly be mad at this, right?
Yeah, she is. She's racist.
I wonder if she's in Georgia.
Oh, no, the kids she was just walked in. She was just delusional. I don't think it had anything to do with that. Maybe it did. Maybe I was wrong.
Right, because it starts and she's like, well, they're just going crazy. But in her defense, when I was a child, I had a driver's license.
There you go.
Yes. Yeah. They don't even have a license.
And you were helping. Don't get ahead of me, Ted. Don't get ahead of me. Saying that she had never seen a car driving around the park like they were, the woman came after the mother about the unsafe condition of the kids driving around the park, none of them without a driver's license. Quote, that is actually what she said.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have a driver's license.
And even the kids are like, hey, dummy, they're six.
When I was 12, I used to go to the go-kart track and have a blast on Friday night.
Yes.
So she'd break out.
And there was kids across the street that had a Power Wheels, and it was a fire truck. You know what we didn't do? Call it for emergencies.
My house is on fire, guys. Come on.
Get over here.
But
Billy, bring your power.
But trust me, the kids that were driving that, they were ready for what they thought could be a potential emergency in that truck.
If anything
really happens, we're ready.
We're ready for this.
They're more ready and prepared than anybody else.
One woman's drinking habits are making headlines as lockdown has created an increase of alcohol consumption around the globe. The woman is a music executive that enjoys a strong mimosa with breakfast. I forget what they called it, but it was basically a double shot mimosa. Let's see, chilled vodka.
Call that a drinking problem.
Chilled vodka and orange at lunch, and then switches to beer and cocktails as the day winds down.
Do you really want us to comment on that?
If you add a shot of vodka to your mimosa, it's called a man-mosa.
Is that what it is, a man-mosa?
That's what I call
I call it a
screw. So you order that?
Oh, yeah.
I call it a screwy mimosa.
Nice work.
Saying there's nothing else to do during the day, so why not?
Yeah, man-mosas lead to one thing, 1 p.m. naps.
I was going to say, nothing you want to do, but you will be asleep.
And you'd never be able to take a nap in the middle of the day if not.
No, I love it, though. I feel like this is a punchline to a Kimmel joke earlier this week, but Florida is now offering drive-through service to help people bring back to normal from the lockdown. Due to the relaxed restrictions in the state, clinics have been approved and started to give people drive-through Botox injections. They've created a clinic where people can stay in their cars, roll down the window, and get Botox injected directly where they need it without the need to leave their car or touch anyone or anything.
Mm-hmm. It depends where you need Botox. My testicles are wrinkly.
Everybody's trying something new for their self-preservation. I saw a girl today who posted the fact, like, you want to get a tan quick, and she had organic PAM, as in the spray that you put on your pants.
Okay.
And she sprayed all our legs. She's like, I'm going to give you an hour and show you the results. We come back like, oh, God, this works.
Oh, yeah.
You're amazing. You are amazingly tan and nonstick.
You put oil on yourself. Which can be really handy. You basically deep fried yourself. What are you doing?
Yeah, that's crazy. If you cook yourself, you will get color. Yes.
Correct. Right. And it was it in Florida?
Yes.
Like it's the Sunshine State. Right.
I know. Like,
because
you need sun.
Goodness. Florida being Florida, a woman was arrested for battery after an incident with her boyfriend. Him closing a window was allegedly all it took for the woman to go off and throw a burger that she was eating directly at his head.
Not a good burger.
She denied throwing the sandwich, but still had he still had traces of the burger in his ear at the time the police arrived.
She picked it up and smashed it in his face.
Right.
Damn. Don't destroy the burger. Right.
Thank you.
That's the whole thing, like the food.
Yeah, throw the plate at him, not the food.
I have had story upon story of the like come across my desk over and over and over again in the past, you know, months that I've been doing this, years that I've been doing this. Why are we ruining the food?
I would say there's people starving around the world and you're throwing food in my head.
That's right. What's the matter with you? That's it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
And it was Mike today. Be safe. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Yes, indeed. We definitely hope you do that. Do the best you can. In the meantime, we be all up out this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man.
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.